Well, you know, Walter has a very special spot in my heart, a warm spot, simply because he was Walter Butler. Living in Milledgeville, I don't remember when I first met the guys from Atlanta, Ron and Don Norman and several more, and Nippy Green, and of course Walter Butler and some others. So I got the way I would go to Atlanta and go up and visit Ron and Don, and we'd pick, and of course Walter would be there. And so I don't remember when Walter started having his jam sessions on a weekend, but at his house, he would just open the house up and invite everybody to come. And of course, we started going. I started going, and there I met, I can't remember all the people I met at Walter's, but it was through Walter that I met a lot of musicians that I probably would never know. And we'd gather there sometime, maybe as early as Friday night. We'd pick all Friday night. And you wouldn't want to take a nap because you're afraid you'd miss something, you know, some of the picking going on. So if you got a nap, it'd be on one of his beds in one of his rooms, and it wouldn't be very long, and you'd be back up and be somebody picking. And Faye, his wife, would always prepare food, you know, anytime, breakfast, anytime, whatever. She was just a quality host. She never gave any thought to anybody not eating or going hungry. She was old Southern type of lady that just cooked the food, and it was delicious, and we ate it. And of course, all that time we was picking. Of course, Curtis Birch came up, and I came, and Alter Rowland came up, different people, and be somebody there picking the whole weekend at Walter's house. Sometime we'd pick in the yard, sometime in the living room, sometime on the porch, if he had a porch. I think he did, maybe one of the places he lived. But there was something going on. I mean, it was a focal point of music. You know, a lot of people, the focal point to go hear country music is, say, like the Grand Ole Opry back then. One of the focal points for bluegrass was at Walter Butler's house. You know, and we just got accustomed to it.